Fluency Practice. English language speed and fluency practice to help you improve your speaking. Listen to this masterclass with Dr. Fingers and one of his students. A. Tongue twister. Try repeating this 10 times as quickly as you can. Is this your sister's sixth thither, sir? B. Dictation. Listen to these sentences and write down what you hear. 1. The only fly in the ointment was my aunt. 2. I'd love to be a fly on the wall. 3. It was a fly on the wall documentary. 4. You wouldn't hurt a fly. 5. She's as busy as a bee. 6. It's the bee's knees. C. Connected speech. Look at these sentences. See if you can say them with connected speech. Then listen to the CD to check your answers. 1. Go and get dressed. It's time to go. 2. She's going to go and tell them. 3. We need to go and do it straight away. 4. They're going to go and ruin it. 5. We'll go and help them later. 6. I want to go and see them. D. Pronunciation. The long E sound. Look at the sentences containing words with the long E sound. Sheep, need, sheet, etc. Try to say the words in each sentence correctly. Then listen to the CD to check your answers. 1. There's a sheep in the field. 2. We need to do it now. 3. You need a clean sheet on your bed. 4. This beer is made with wheat. 5. I couldn't sleep last night. E. Question formation. Make questions according to the instructions. Be as quick as you can and try not to think too much. 1. Ask me what time I get up.
What time do you get up?
2. Ask me what time I have breakfast.
What time do you have breakfast?
3. Ask me what time I go to work.
What time do you go to work?
4. Ask me what time I get to work.
What time do you get to work?
5. Ask me what time I have lunch.
What time do you have lunch?
6. Ask me what time I stop work.
What time do you stop work?
7. Ask me what time I get home.
What time do you get home?
8. Ask me what time I go to bed.
What time do you go to bed?
F. Sentence transformation. Ghosts and horror. Listen to these sentences and try to make a question for each one. The question should focus on the underlined information. Do it as quickly as you can. Remember, some questions with the present perfect are often answered using the past simple. For example, have you been to Paris?
Yes, I went to Paris last year.
1. No, I don't believe in ghosts.
Do you believe in ghosts?
2. No, I've never been in a haunted house.
Have you ever been in a haunted house?
3. The Shining is my favorite horror movie.
What's your favorite horror movie?
4. No, I've never seen a ghost.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
5. Yes, I do like Halloween.
Do you like Halloween?
6. Yes, I am easily frightened.
Are you easily frightened?
7. I once frightened someone while I was at school.
Have you ever frightened anyone?
8. Yes, I went to a fancy dress party last year.
Have you ever been to a fancy dress party?
G. Revision drills. Reflexive pronouns. This drill is designed to practice using reflexive pronouns. Myself, yourself, himself, herself, ourselves, yourselves, themselves. Answer the questions as quickly as possible and answer with full answers.
1. When was the last time you talked to yourself?
I talked to myself last night.
2. Have you ever hit yourself?
I hit myself just 10 minutes ago.
3. How often do you look at yourself in the mirror?
I look at myself every day in the mirror.
4. When was the last time you hurt yourself?
I hurt myself last week.
5. What was the last present you bought yourself?
I bought myself an MP3 player.
6. What was the last thing you had to do by yourself?
I had to finish a project by myself.
7. If you had a band, what would you call yourselves?
We would call ourselves the Sprinters.
8. When was the last time you gave yourself a holiday?
I gave myself an holiday 3 months ago.
9. How old were you when you learned how to dress yourself?
I was 10 when I learned how to dress myself.
10. When do babies usually learn how to walk by themselves?
They usually learn how to walk by themselves at the age of 1 or 2.